This is America Weekend, and I'm Mike Bennett. Billy Bob Thornton and his group, the Boxmasters, are on tour. I caught up with Billy Bob and bandmate J.D. Andrew. How are you guys?
Not too shabby. We're kind of a late night.
The life of a musician, right?
Yeah. For some reason, people think, you know, you have to watch music really late at night. That's what we do.
No, it's J.D. also. J.D. and...
I just have the same sort of, you know, raspy morning voice as Billy does. So tell us apart. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I can't tell you apart, to be honest with you.
Well, that's part of the plan. We'll see which one of us can imitate the other one and say silly things, I guess.
Well, tell us about your band, Billy Bob, because you've been doing this for a while. This isn't just a little hobby that you picked up recently. You've been making music for a while.
Long, long time. Probably about 40-some-odd years. So, I was like everybody else. You know, I had a band when I was a teenager, and that's pretty much, you know, all I ever did. And then I worked as a roadie for several years and went to California to continue in music, and accidentally got in an acting class, and the rest is a mystery.
J.D., what's it like being on stage with Billy Bob?
Mainly he just stands there and he sings songs, and on stage, I don't know, you know, it's not like we're a young band and we jump up and down and run into each other a bunch. You know, we are getting pretty frail and not very stable. We do wear Beatle boots on stage, so, you know, we start to understand what you girls go through kind of every day with your high heels and whatnot, because I about fall over and kill myself every night on stage. JD paints a bleak picture of us. We're not that frail. I try to take care of myself, sure. I think that my eating habits are probably the main thing. I'm kind of I call myself a vegan who cheats. So I'm essentially a vegan, but I have fish every now and then. And I walk quite a bit, and stretch a lot, do yoga-like activities. So I don't go out of my way. It's not like I go to the gym every day.
And J.D., what role do you play in the band?
I am a guitar player, and I started the band with Billy, almost 9 years ago. And we have, recorded, we've released 5 records now. We've got about another 5 in the can, and we've recorded hundreds of songs and written hundreds of songs, and we have been at this pretty nonstop ever since we started the Boxmasters. And so yes, we do have lots of records out. Some of them are only available on our website, which is of course theboxmasters.com, and we hope people listen to them and enjoy them.
Where did the name Boxmasters come from?
Let's see. The politically correct answer is it's a word we used to use back in the my hometown in the South in the 60s and 70s for a playboy.
Okay.
That's about the only way I know to tell you that's acceptable for the public's tender ears.
You're coming to Ridgefield Playhouse on September 9th at 8 o'clock. Are you guys looking forward to the play in that venue?
Absolutely, yeah. It's very cool. We played in Connecticut a couple of times when we were touring with Willie Nelson. I had a great time there, all the places. But this will be our first time, I suppose, at that theater. Looks like a beautiful venue.
Yeah, very intimate. It's going to be like you're playing in their living room. You know, the people in the audience are very close to you, and they're going to love it.
Well, that's fantastic. That's what we like.
And Billy Bob, I know this is about music, but I just have to tell you, you were so good on Fargo. My God, you were so good on that show.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we had a great time doing that, too. It was FX is just such a cool network, and the people I worked with, the producers and the writers, are just great, all the actors. It was an amazing thing, and I just signed up to do 10 of them. Because it's like one of these shows where each season is a new cast and a new story and everything. So, I kind of miss it, to tell you the truth.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much for having us on.
With Billy Bob Thornton and J.D. Andrew of the Boxmasters, I'm Mike Bennett, and you are listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America.
American Biker Minute, with apologies to stand-up dudes like the Legion Riders.
These are riders. This is how I call riders, Thunder Riders, you know, who come up with a nice, shiny bike from big old house to the first bar, show the bike. I'm a rider. No, I'm not like that.
Bloody ride. Springs. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute, Hail Palooza.
Even I rode in a hailstorm. I had no helmet, nothing. They cut my scalp open, and it was good to ride still. It was back in Colorado Springs. Usually when I ride, I ride, so I don't stop. I stop when I have to. I mean, when it's no way to go.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
If you could do it all over again, what would you do different?
Research shows that for a majority of people, their biggest regret involves their education or career.
In some cases, they regret something they've done. But the worst regret of all is an inaction regret. You wish you'd done something you didn't.
Why not do it now? According to the Guinness Book of World Records, Nola Oakes is the oldest person to complete her college degree.
She graduated from college at the age of 95. She started 77 years before, but life got in the way.
She always wished she'd completed college, but she didn't just think about it. She did it.
So don't worry about what you haven't done. Focus on what you can do. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.